You can, you will, you should, you must. Oh my God. What is the first thing comes to you when your child comes to you and say, Ma, I can't write? What is the word that you use? You can, you will, you should, or you must? I want you all to think over, because this is what you're giving the child. When the child says, Ma, I can't write, understand why the child is telling you this. What is the thing the child is facing? Because writing is a very complex activity. We as parents should give a powerful approach to the child's own belief system, because for the child, holding the pencil itself is a success, itself is an achievement, because it is a very complex activity. You're involving your visual, your sensory and your kinesthetic sense while you're writing, and that's not easy for every child, because every child has their own pace of writing and learning things. Well, what happens when a child is writing? I want you all to understand the concept behind the writing, because just not as a teacher, I've been working as a teacher for many years, but then I've gone to understanding of writing in depth, understanding what are the problems that evolve in a child when they start writing. In a classroom, like last time we had a discussion, why is that nobody writes the same, though the instruction in the classroom is the same? There's one teacher for 30 students, same instruction, same image is written on the board. They give you the same pencil, same book, same age group and same class. But why? That each letters are different. The same A is not written the way it has to be written on the board or shown in the board. Every child writes in a different way. Be it with the starting curve, ending curve, writing the pressure. Oh my God, too many things, right? Yes. That's why we say everybody is unique, special and a masterpiece. I want you all to understand the depth of the writing. What is the problems that the child face while writing? As adults, as parents, we need to understand the core problem of writing. Well, many parents come to me and say that my child can't write for 3 hours. She or he have pain while writing. They keep sweating a lot, you know. And this keeps scratching over the words. Why all that? What's the thing happening to them when they are writing? It is a process which is happening. And what is the scene behind the process? Well, as I said, what happens to the child when he or she writes? Yes, there is a muscle tone, and the muscle tone, there should be a strength. There should be a tactile discrimination, a visual motor skill. It should be a fine motor development, a coordination. Yes, so many things. Oh my God. Well, what are the writing requirements? There are so many things as adults we don't see. What are the writing requirements for the child? Very important is the fine motor development. Has the child been able to hold the pencil and write in a proper way? Will the child be able to hold that pencil? Weight bearing, which should just check whether the child is able to wear the weight of the pencil. And is the muscle ready for the action of writing? Because writing is a very complex activity. It involves your visual sense, your kinesthetic sense, auditory sense. Oh my God, so many things, right? But we expect the child to write very neatly. It has to be very good. See your handwriting. My God, so bad. Poor handwriting. I see such words which I really petty parents, because please don't use those words. Every writing is unique and special in its own way. Don't compare your child with others. We see siblings comparing, like, hey, see, your brother is writing so well and you know your handwriting is so bad. Please don't do it. Nothing is bad and good. It is just our perception. I want you all to understand the scene behind the writing, because writing is a beautiful journey in every student's life. Don't make the child stress out, make it so difficult. Why? Because the journey of writing is nothing but the journey of creating your personality. every letter that you imprint on the paper is nothing but your imprinting and, you know, developing your own personality. Every letter talks about who you are, how you want the world to see you. It's called a frozen graphic. It is the science behind the letters. It's a science of understanding, a self-discovery about who you are and what you want the outer world to know about you. That is why most of the cases we see signatures, it's a very self-identity, you know. That's how the world perceives you, through your signature. Signature, that's what we say, this, the white sheet is the world. And how you portray yourself, where you place the letter, the signature, how you write, everything talks about your personality. Sounds interesting? Am I talking too much? I don't think so, because I love the science. I am so passionate about the science that I want to come here and give you those tips which I have learned, which I have felt, and I've worked with children for so many years. I've seen the journey of writing, and I just want every child to have a beautiful journey of writing, because it's a beautiful process of understanding. Why? Because when the child goes to the public, the board exam, say 10th, the child's performance might be excellent. He might be the best student throughout the year, but his future is only dependent on the writing, the examination paper. And someone else corrects the paper. It's not the teacher who has taught the child. If it's my student, I will know that this child has the potential to do it. But a person who is correcting, who doesn't know anything about the child, he decides the future of the child. But how? Through the letters, through your handwriting. I've seen many lecturers saying, you know, they find notes with the exam, please make me pass, I don't know to write, I forgot to write, all these stuff. You know, why do you make the student do that? Yes, that is why we are not, as teachers or parents, we have to understand the problems behind the writing. What is that is avoiding or, you know, abrupting the child when the child is writing, right? So let's go in depth of understanding the child and the process of writing. What is coming in between those two, writing and the child? What is that, the gap that we have to understand? Well, we see many students, the first thing is holding the instrument. They feel it so difficult, they don't have this correct gripping of the pencil. Second, we see there's a lot of pressure the child applies while writing on the paper. We see the third, again, we see the slant varying. Sometimes we see the child writing too much towards left or too much towards right. You see a lot of fluctuations happening in the writing. There is no speed while writing. My child writes very slow. He can't write even if they're giving 3 hours in an examination. These are the common complaints what we get from parents. But why? What is that? It's a speed breaker. You have to understand. If you can't, we are there as experts. I'm here to help you out in that manner, because I am going to analyze the child's writing and see where is the problems evolved. Be it with the gripping, the pressure, the slant, the size, the rhythm or the speed. Oh my God, so many things involved in writing. Well, it's a combination of all this makes a beautiful journey of writing. We've seen students, you know, when they don't write, they feel so bad. They're not confident on their own self. That is why your orals or your written exams, you know, counts a lot. Because what you have learned and put them onto your paper, that's the achievement of every student. To interpret, comprehend what they have learned and to rightly phrase them in the form of a sentence or a paragraph. And that's the journey what I talk about. It's about understanding and to implement all those in a form of writing. And of course, it's a difficult journey because you have to understand the problems behind writing. So many people come with the issues like, you know, they can't write fast, they're very slow in writing, they don't have interest, they don't sit for hours together to write, he just writes and walks away. Why is that? What is there as the problem? Is it the concentration? Is it the child can't sit for a long hours of writing? Is the writing itself so boring? Or is it writing so challenging the child can't face? Yes, we are there to give you all these solutions for the child and for the parents. So if you want to personally meet me, yes, I am available. You can talk to me on Facebook, or you can contact me with Sangeeta Amarnath, handwriting expert. We go in depth of analyzing where is the issue for the child to write. We believe in the child's belief system. We approach with the confidence, saying that yes, you can, you will, you should, you must. Yes, let's change all those words into a positive affirmation to the child, because writing is just not writing, it's about creating your personality. So finally, what I want to say to you is, like every time I bring one kind of message that you all want, I want you all to get this message deep rooted inside you. Whenever you see a child asking for the money in the streets, put your hands to your pocket and take out a pen instead of a coin. Well, I'm going to do that. Yes. So whenever you find a child asking for money, please take out a pen instead of a coin, because this is so powerful. A pen is mightier than the sword. We all know that. Yes. Well, I want to show you another thing about holding the right grip of the pen. Many students, you know, find it difficult while they hold the pen. Well, now these are the fingers that we, three fingers that we use. That's the thumb, the pointer, and the middle finger. Well, y'all can just look into the pen. Now, even the pen companies, they give you the soft cushioning kinds just below after the pointer. That is the place where you have to hold it. Now, I'm going to use my thumb and my pointer finger. I'm going to use only with this grip. I'm going to hold the pen only with these two fingers. The middle finger is only to support. It's just like you don't have to press too much onto the pen. Do you sit too much when you're sitting on a chair? Do you press the chair and sit? No, I don't think so. You just sit comfortably, exactly like that. You're going to place the pen on this middle finger without any pressure. The moment you start having pressure, the bone, this is going to really affect the speed. The way you press the middle finger, there's this cut in the speed. We say speed breakers. So don't press too much. And this is the right way to hold the pen. It's called a tripod grip in handwriting, which is very important. Many students, they hold it like this. They, you know, curve like this. They hold it like this. That is where the writing, you know, has issues. Very important to hold the right way and without affecting the speed or getting the pain in the hands. The moment you start pressing this finger, there is a pain in the hand. You can see the sweating after 2 hours or 3 hours while you're writing, and the child will start doing like this. Oh, my hands are paining, my back is paining. And very important is the positioning of writing, because the child is going to write for hours together during examination. So, as I said, the tripod grip and positioning your body to the level of your shoulder, and see that you don't bend too much onto the writing paper. Well, these are the few tips which I just felt I should give, and I'll be giving a lot of tips like this, where the journey of writing should just be beautiful, because it's a beautiful science of understanding yourself with the letters. And I said, like as I say, everybody is unique, special, and a masterpiece. Yes, let's celebrate that uniqueness with every child. Stop comparing your child. Everybody is born unique. Thank you so much, and hope to have a lot of interactive sessions from now onwards. I want parents to come and ask me the questions and what are the problems that they face with their child while writing, right? And one more tip is, please don't put the cap of the pen behind writing, because that adds an additional weight to the pen. So this also should be taken in consideration. Well, thank you so much. Happy Sunday.